Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Mulana Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Mawla yusalli wa sallim daiman abada Ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. After returning from the Ghazwa of Banu Lahyan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent a few nights in Medina Munawwara, and it was still the month of Rabiul Awwal, the sixth year after Hijra, when Uyayna bin Hisan al-Fazari and a group of 40 horsemen had attacked the 20 milking camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were grazing a few miles out of Medina Munawwara in a place named Ghaba. Uyayna bin Hisan al-Fazari was the one who had asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the battle of Dumatul Jandal to graze his camels closer to Medina Munawwara, and he was given permission. However, here he broke his agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he and 40 horsemen came and attacked the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and herded them away. These camels would graze here at Ghaba, and the shepherd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bring the milk every day at the time of Maghrib to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu an had asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he wants to go and stay at Ghaba where the camels were grazing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged him and told him that it was not safe, and I have fear that Uyayna bin Hisan may attack this area. However, Abu Dharr radiallahu an insisted, and he Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally mentioned to him that it is as if I can see you, that your son is killed, your wife is taken as captive, and you will be coming to me leaning on a stick. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says, very strangely, although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to me, I still insisted, and I went and stayed there in Ghaba. And he says, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned and prophesied, in the exactly same way, he says it had happened. When Uyayna bin Hisan had attacked, we were at home. So my son, Uyayna bin Hisan, he says at that time, it was already nightfall, the camels were milked, and the camels were put to rest. He says, when they came, they surrounded the camels and they made a very loud noise. So my son went out to see, and when he looked out, they killed my son. They made him shaheed. He says that myself, I managed to escape and move away, and because they were so preoccupied in untying the camels, they did not take notice that I am gone away. However, they took my wife as captive. And then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter. So when these camels were attacked and taken away, it happened at night. The next morning, very early morning, a young sahabi, approximately 13 years of age, Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu an, he was going out to Ghaba, to the same area, with his bow and his arrows, and with him was the horse of Talha radiallahu an, and the slave of Talha radiallahu an. As he is moving in that direction, he meets the slave of Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu an, who also had camels grazing in that area. So he says to Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu that this is what has happened. They have attacked the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taken them away. So Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu, a youngster of 13 years of age, here he displayed amazing qualities, leadership qualities, amazing bravery and courage. The first thing that he does is he says to the slave, you jump on this horse of Talha radiallahu an, and you ride to Medina Munawwara to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself climbed up a nearby hill, and he faced in the direction of Medina Munawwara, and three times he screamed at the top of his voice, Ya Sabahah. This was a cry that would be made, or an announcement that would be made when there's some impending danger. So he screams out, Ya Sabaha, three times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the entire Medina Munawwara, although it was a few miles away, the entire Medina Munawwara heard this announcement and this call and cry of Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu an. Either he had a very loud voice, or it was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the people of Medina Munawwara to hear this voice of his. Thereafter he gives chase, all alone, a youngster of 13 years old. He gives chase to these 40 horsemen with his bow and his arrows and his sword. And as he was giving chase, he was firing arrows. Allah had blessed him with a very great ability of being a very good archer. So he was firing arrows in their direction. And he would say, خُذْهَا وَأَنَا ابْنُ الْأَقْوَى وَالْيَوْمُ يَوْمُ الرُّضَّى, that take this arrow from me. And I am the son of Aqwa. I am the son of Aqwa. And today is the day that the person who is despised will be, today is the day that a despised person and an evil person will be destroyed. He says that as I was giving chase, when we would come across a thick and dense trees, then he says that I would rain them with arrows, because the trees would become a camouflage for him, a protection for him. He says I would rain them with arrows. And if any one of them turned around towards me, with his horse coming in my direction, he says that I will take cover with the bark of the tree. And from behind the tree I would fire these arrows on that person and on his horse as well. He says in this way, I continued to pursue them and to give chase to them. And he says when we would come to a mountain pass, so because it would be a narrow mountain pass and they would go in between the mountains, he would climb on top of the mountain. Instead of using up all his arrows, he would climb on top of the mountain. And then he would take rocks and he would throw these rocks on them. And then like this he continued, he says, until nearly every camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now was behind me. Meaning I recovered nearly every camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he still did not stop, he continued his chase. And in order for them to make it easier for them to travel and to ride, the enemy began to drop some of their belongings behind. He says in this way they left behind more than 30 spears of theirs, and more than 30 shawls of theirs were thrown behind to lighten their burden. Then the composure that Allah had given him, that as they would leave these things behind, he is pursuing the enemy, but he would still go and find a rock and drop it on that shawl or on that spear as a mark that this was recovered from the enemy, or this is booty from the enemy. And then he says he continued with this chase of his until the mid-morning. So it started off from around Fajr time. And now it was already mid-morning and Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu is continuing with this chase. Finally, they receive from some reinforcements. The enemy received reinforcements and now they are discussing. They were in a narrow mountain pass and they're discussing. The reinforcement is asking them that what has happened? What is going on? He say, we don't know what's going on, but this person is troubling us from the morning. He's putting us through all this difficulty and this hardship. He's taken away all the camels and so much of our belongings we have left behind also. So he says, Salama radiallahu anhu was standing on top of the mountain and he was overhearing this conversation. So he says that the only reason why he will be able to show this kind of valor and courage is that he must be knowing that he has backup coming. But nevertheless, a small group of you must go and confront him. So four of them now start climbing up the mountain to come and confront Salama radiallahu anhu. He says when they reached a point where they could hear my voice, I said to them that, do you all know who I am? So they say, we don't know who you are. He says, I am Ibn al-Aqwa. And then he goes on to introduce himself. He says, وَالَّذِي أَكْرَمَ وَجْهَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَطْلُبُنِي رَجُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ فَيُدْرِكَنِي وَلَا أَطْلُبُهُ فَيَفُوتَنِي. That by that I take an oath on that being who has honored the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of you will pursue me and get me. If you have to chase me, you will never get me. He could run faster than a horse. So if you have to chase me, you will never get me. And if I have to chase you, you will not be able to escape from me. So one of them said, yes, it seems so. And then they returned. While this was going on, Salama radiallahu anhu made different arrangements. Firstly, he sent that slave to Medina Munawwara. He gave that call and he himself chased the enemy and pursued the enemy. So in Madinah Munawwara. The call was heard, the cry was heard. And now the Sahaba radiallahu anhum began to prepare. An announcement was made in Madinah Munawwara. Ya khayl Allahi irkabi. O horseman of Allah, ride your horses and get ready. Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu was the first horseman to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentions an amazing incident went on with him that night. He says that his horse was restless the entire night. The horse was kicking. The horse was making, was neighing. So he went to see, maybe the horse is hungry, there is no fodder. There was fodder. He comes back, but the horse continues in this way. He goes back to give water. And like this, the whole night passes. So he says, when it was Fajr time, I saddled my horse, I took my sword, and I went to the Masjid An-Nabawi to perform Fajr with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I see nothing is happening. So I go back home, and then I unsaddle my horse and I go to rest. But he says that the horse was still restless until I got this news, Ya khayl Allahi irkabi, that there is an announcement that now the horseman must get ready. He says, now I jumped onto my horse, I saddled my horse, jumped onto my horse, and I came to the Masjid An-Nabawi. And in the meanwhile, other Sahaba radiallahu anhum started gathering. Approximately 8 horsemen now were ready. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatches these 8 horsemen. He says to them that you go whilst we are preparing and we will come with the army, but you go immediately. There was one of the horsemen was a sahabi by the name of Abu Ayyash radiallahu an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that give this horse to a better rider. So he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I am from among the best riders. I myself am a very good rider. Why are you asking me to give this horse to another rider? However, he says that I had hardly rode a few meters away when the horse threw me off and I fell off the horse, and now the horse was given now to another sahabi to go onto this horse. So in this manner, these 8 horsemen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave. They reach around that time when Salama radiallahu anhu was having that conversation. He was having that conversation with the enemy, and he says that through the trees now I see the horseman of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming. And the first horseman was a sahabi by the name of Akhram radiallahu an. He says when he reaches, I grab onto the reins of his horse and I say to him, O Akhram wait for the other horseman to come, don't go away. He says that Akhram radiallahu anhu reprimanded me, and he says to me that why are you becoming an impediment and an obstacle between me and shahadat? And he did not listen to me and he continued towards the enemy. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.